In the conservation community, there's this feeling that there's a constant race happening. In one lane are developers buying up open space and building it up. In the other is conservation, putting those plots aside for perpetuity. And Derek Sowers, manager of the conservation program for PREP, the Piscataqua Region Estuaries Partnership, says this race is fastest on the seacoast.
For many of these communities, they're going to reach essentially full build-out within the next 40 or 50 years.
Full build-out, as in there's nowhere to build a building without tearing an old one down. The seacoast is rushing toward that future faster than anywhere in the state. Data from UNH shows the amount of roofs and pavement in the Great Bay watershed has more than doubled in the last 20 years, and between 2005 and 2010, the rate of that development also doubled. So, in a bull market, what does it take for a plot of land to wind up in conservation instead of being built on? Let's look at one example in Durham. Back before the market crashed, Jack Farrell and a group of partners were trying to develop Sprucewood Forest.
And we ended up with a lot of support to do a fairly significant mixed-use development out here that would be a combination of student housing.
It's 176 acres of forested land, connected to thousands more acres of undeveloped space.
A very significant development, which would have enhanced the town's tax base to a great degree.
But unlike many developments in this region, this one came off the rails. The economy went down, and the locals started to turn out against the project. Greg Caparossi with the Trust for Public Land, which shepherded this plot through the conservation process, says in this instance, water quality was on everyone's minds.
In this case, you know, the Durham residents recognize the value of protecting their water supply. They recognize that that, you know, is a critical component to their quality of life and the growth of their communities to make sure that they have a secure, clean water supply.
The project would have abutted Oyster River, where Durham gets its drinking water, and sits right on top of an aquifer that the town is eyeing as its needs expand. But developer Jack Farrell is also an environmentalist.
To be a really successful developer, you have to be tough, and you have to be ready to go up against all sorts of opposition and take it again and again and keep coming back and go to the lawyers and all that kind of thing. And frankly, I don't have the stomach for that.
Farrell convinced his partners to give up on the development. The land, appraised for $4.5 million, was sold with help from two big conservation organizations, the Trust for Public Land and the National Resource Conservation Service, at a $500,000 discount. To make the purchase, the groups cobbled together funding. The biggest chunk came from federal conservation funds under the Farm Bill and the rest from state and local sources. But that $500,000 write-off didn't come close to how much Farrell and company left on the table.
One of my partners would say we also lost the opportunity to develop the property and make a lot more, and that's always the trade-off.
It was a big win for the conservation community, but it took everything falling into place for it to happen. An environmentally minded developer, a strong group of concerned citizens, and access to conservation money. This doesn't always happen. Derek Sowers of PREP notes that while the seacoast is on track to put 20% of its land in conservation by 2020, most of the more than 75% of the area which is undeveloped is privately held, meaning it's up for grabs.
A recent Forest Service report found that our region in particular, the seacoast region of New Hampshire and southern Maine, was the most vulnerable region in the U.S. for declining water quality associated with the conversion of private forest land to residential development.
Even though conservation in general is going well, only 20% of new conservation projects are happening in the most important areas, the big, undisturbed spots, like the plot in Durham. And as this housing market starts to heat up again, the race between development and conservation is going to get a whole lot faster. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.